Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, the Ivory Coast decided to keep the ECA-backed financing of the Abidjan Metro on balance sheet after it initially launched the PPP project in 2013. TXF spoke with Alain Duchamps, chairman of the Star Consortium, the project's EPC contractor, to find out whether the scheme will serve as a viable financing template for other large-scale rail networks in the West African region. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, global law firm Herbert Smith Freehills has advised the Export-Import Bank of China on its role in financing the Hungarian section of the Budapest-Belgrade railway project. Mexico's National Tourism Promotion Fund has announced the winner of the tender for the first stage of the Mayan train project. And the World Bank has debarred Uzbekistan-based manufacturing company Mega Mibco JV for 30 months in connection with fraud as part of the Sirada water supply project. Over in the commodity finance world, Russian gas group Gazprom reported a fall in 2019 net profit to 1.2 trillion Russian rubles from 1.4 trillion rubles in 2018 as revenues decline. Glencore has cut its capital expenditure and production targets for most of its metals in 2020 as the coronavirus worsened the economic outlook and hit its business. And South Africa said it will proceed with a court case to invalidate the sale in 2015 of its strategic oil stocks, despite crude prices recently dropping below what traders paid at the time. And last, and by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, the European Investment Bank and Erste Bank Montenegro have signed a 30 million euro loan to support businesses in Montenegro through working capital lines and investment loans. COFAS has released a report on how the coronavirus pandemic will impact on emerging markets. And the African Development Bank has approved a $40 million financial package to support Angola's Banco Millennium Atlantico to bolster local production and job creation through its portfolio of SMEs. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.